Wonderful. Coming up next, we have a producer of a comedy show down in Andersonville called Democracy Burlesque, where only the politics are naked. Eric Parsons. Oh no, those politics are super hot.
For those who don't know me, I've moved a shit ton of times. I'm 34. I've moved 33 times. I've lived in 15 cities and 10 freaking states, motherfuckers. I can pack a truck like nobody's business. And if you pay well, I'll be happy to be there for you. So I actually had a really hard time coming up with my story for tonight, but I decided to go with the inimitable road trip. My very first real, honest-to-goodness road trip that was mine and my own with a buddy of mine. It's partly out of, I've been hearing a lot of nostalgia lately for like the mid-90s. Fucking hipsters. Let's go back to 1995. I was a sophomore in high school and I was 15, which is very important to the story because it meant that I had my driver's fucking permit. I lived in Gainesville, Florida at the time, which is an hour and a half north of Orlando and in the center of the state where, like, all the heat and humidity comes to die. don't go there. It's a great city. Gainesville's great, but the weather is the worst. I actually much prefer Chicago weather over it. Anyway, my brother Spencer was coming into town for spring break. He was in college at the time. He's 6 years older than me. And my parents were out of town. They were at a convention, like, until late that night, Sunday night. It's Sunday, and Sunday night, my parents are out of town until 9 p.m. or so, and he's coming in on a plane at, like, 1:30 in the afternoon. And so I have a car, but I only have a permit. But I have a friend. My friend Mike has a driver's license. So we get it in our heads. We're like, hey, Mom and Dad, we got this. We're going to go pick Spencer up at the airport. It's only an hour and a half away. It's one highway. We'll be there and back. It'll be awesome. So my parents leave us with a credit card to buy gasoline. And I think like $10 in cash for food. I think it was like $10. So my friend Mike and I get together Sunday morning. We skip church. Yeah, fuck church. We hop in the car and we go around the city and we run a couple, you know, around town and we run a couple of our own little errands because, yeah, we have a car. We can go. And so we go and get some food and then we head out like right about time, you know, to head out to go get him. It's an hour and a half trip. We're rolling down 75 listening to Queen and, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody's playing like nobody's business and we're having a great time. And then we stop. There is road construction or some shit, and we literally sat on 75 for 45 fucking minutes. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, my brother's gonna be so pissed. No, he wasn't. Because when we finally get to the airport, he's not there. He had flown in from Atlanta, which was his connecting flight, and apparently his friends who lived in Melbourne, which is like half an hour away, had come to get him and have him hang out with them for the evening, unbeknownst to me. Apparently, I find out in retrospect, there's a message on the answering machine, but I didn't know that. So we're there at the airport for 3 hours trying to get security, etc. And I'm like, I'm 15, and I'm here to pick up my brother, and I have no idea what the God. How do we find him? Is he on the plane? And I don't know if you know this, but the assistance level of the people at the counter at airlines has not improved. So imagine how much trouble you have now. Just same thing. The only difference was his friends had no problem getting him because apparently they had thought that he gave them the wrong time. He told them the time that he was leaving Atlanta. So they were there an hour and a half early and we were there an hour and a half late. So they get in, out, and they could go right up to the gate. Gate, that's the word I'm looking for. You can't do that anymore. And so in, out, gone. And so my friend and I, after 3 hours, finally give up, and we've I had a calling card at the time, killed the calling card. I have no calling card anymore, no minutes left. I have a credit card and no cash because we blew that on Taco Bell. So we're traveling back home, and we've left messages with both my friend's parents and my parents. My parents still aren't back. They're supposed to get back in the evening. And we're driving down the road, and we're like, we had not eaten since 11 a.m., and it's like 5. And we're like, we're going to gnaw our arms off. So we're like, okay, we got to get food. Now, this is 1995, and you cannot use plastic to buy food outside of like a hotel. So we end up finding like a Hilton in order to like go to their restaurant and order a pizza, which should take maybe, what, 15, 20 minutes, like a New York style pizza. This is not deep dish, motherfuckers. This is just dough with shit on it. Like, come on. Like, if Domino's can get a pizza to my house in half an hour, then by golly, you can get one to my table in 15 minutes, right? Uh-uh. Took them 50 fucking minutes to an hour to get this pizza to us. Apparently they sent out to Italy to get the dough. I don't know what happened. And so here we are now, 7 hours into our 1.5 hour trip. And we're on our way back. And my friend Mike is exhausted and falls asleep. And I'm driving, and I'm the one with the permit, but he's got the license, and I'm like driving, blow out the front tire. Like half an hour down the road towards home. Mind you, this whole time going, where the fuck's my brother? I don't know where he is. I'm going to be in trouble. My parents are going to come home and they're going to be like, where's your brother? And I'm going to be like, I don't know. And the car like does a 360 and ends up in the like what we call swales down there. It's like this like grassy, mucky sewer swamp area. And of course, I can't, like, I don't know how to change a tire. I've never actually, I sort of know, but not really. And I'm trying to change it in the mud, which I don't know if you've ever tried to do that. The jack doesn't work. So we're there for an hour, and a state trooper shows up and is like, what you guys doing? I'm like, I blew out a tire. And he's like, okay, well, maybe somebody else will be along soon, and takes off. And I'm like, okay, I got this. It'll be fine, right? Next thing I know, like finally, like 20 minutes later, another trooper comes up and he's like, you know, you could just drive the car up onto the car still works, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you could just drive, but you're not supposed to drive on a, you are in order to get it to where you can put the wheel. Oh. So I finally get the donut on. Now it says in big giant letters on it, do not drive over 45 miles an hour when you put on the spare tire. And I have a driver's permit, and I'm terrified that like I'm gonna get hauled into jail when somebody realizes that I'm a 15-year-old kid with a drive, because so far the state troopers haven't done anything. They haven't asked me for ID or anything, thank God. We get pulled over 3 times in the intervening 2.5 hours it takes us to drive, because it's normally 70 miles an hour on 75, and we're going 45. So what is an hour and a half trip, we've literally doubled that, you know, minimum, and we've already, yeah. So we finally get home, and it turns out, like, my parents have beaten us home. My friend Mike's parents are there, and they are livid because they've been calling like the National Guard, and we're like dead on the side of a road. And I'm like, but we have this great story about going in, but we did, and oh God. So the moral of the story really is, when you start getting nostalgic for the 90s, motherfuckers, God damn it, I'm not going back without my cell phone.
Life without cell phones, guys. Can you imagine? Yeah. It really is weird that, like, having to wait at home for people to call you before you can do anything. Like, come on. Yeah. Come on.